And government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, March 25th. We're in the second hour of the broadcast, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Again, apologize being out last week. Man, I've been through it just a little bit. You can probably tell it in my voice. I've got several news stories that I want to run down, so I'm not taking phone calls as of yet. We'll see. That may change. Dr. Slattery's doing the third hour. Also, Mark sent me a video. It's posted on the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can, it's the very top video, and it is about the UN immigration procedures into the country. It's about an hour, but it is really an eye-opener. I watched it yesterday. Mark and Philly had sent it to me. I watched it yesterday. Well worth the look. You may want to check that out. All right, let's get started with a little bit of the news. Now, we all know that the biggest acts of anti-Semitism, the attacks that the Jews have been under in recent weeks, has been all over the news. It was the worst attacks, calling these Jewish centers the worst attacks, according to the ADL and Greenblatt, that the Jews had to suffer in decades. All over the, even forced Donald Trump. Remember Donald Trump when he gave his State of the Union in February, whatever. He had to address and grovel at the very beginning of his speech to kiss Jew ass about this. This heinous attacks, and of course the monuments that had been knocked over, and the phone calls that had been made to these Jewish centers. Now, it's all come out. A 19-year-old U.S. Israeli citizen was arrested for the wave of bomb threats against the Jewish centers. A 19-year-old U.S. Israeli citizen has been arrested in southern Israel on suspicion of carrying out a wave of telephone bomb threats targeting the Jewish centers and communities around the world. The month-long multi-agency investigation led by Israeli's Police International Crime Investigation Unit to the city of Ashkelon, where the suspect and his father were arrested and a search of their home was conducted on Thursday. Now, what is interesting about this is, now, if you watch the news like I do, I get, as I say every week, the Lester Holt Cuckold News. They have done very little coverage of this update of who it was. But now, the New Observer Online.com has a story. And it's on my RSS feed on thealternativemedia.com. The Jews arrested, they've made a second arrest, the Jews arrested for the hundreds of bomb threats made against Jewish community centers across the U.S., which Jewish groups falsely blamed on anti-Semites, were paid for their work through a Bitcoin account, it has emerged. Now listen to this. The Israeli Haaretz newspaper reported that police suspect the arrested Jews may have received, the police suspect the arrested Jews may have received payment for actions through a Bitcoin account found on one of their seized computers. The new development has added a further element of intrigue in the organized bomb threats which plagued the Jewish centers for the past few months. The extent of equipment, now listen to this. The extent of the equipment used in the campaign, which included sophisticated satellite reception equipment, Google Voice, spoofing technology to mask the IP addresses, and specialist antennas to hijack Wi-Fi signals also indicates there was some serious money and organization behind the campaign. Now, did you get that? And now the mainstream media was saying that one of the 19-year-old may be mentally retarded or whatever. So here he is sitting in Israel with his Bitcoin account collecting money, and he has sophisticated satellite reception equipment, Google Voice spoofing technology to mask their IP address, and specialized antennas to hijack Wi-Fi signals so's not to get caught. According to reports, the two arrested Jews have refused to cooperate with authorities and have not said anything about who was funding them or where they acquired this equipment. Isn't that amazing? I just gave you more information than you'll ever get in the mainstream media with regards to this situation. The sophistication of the equipment is revealed by the news that the calls were only finally tracked after one of the callers failed to mask his IP after becoming careless during the hundreds of calls. They wouldn't have gotten caught if they hadn't gotten careless. The IP address traced back to Israel, and the location was traced to a nearby Wi-Fi access point the Jew was reaching via a large antenna pointing out of his window. Gosh, you can't make this stuff up. One of the threats sent to a Jewish center has been released into the public domain, and it sounds as follows. Now, if you want to actually hear it, you can go to my website and listen to it. I'm going to read it. This is what they were calling these centers insane. It's a C4 bomb with a lot of shrapnel surrounded by a bag. In a short time, a large number of Jews are going to be slaughtered. Their heads are going to be blown off from the shrapnel. There's a lot of shrapnel. There's going to be a bloodbath that's going to take place in a short time. I think I told you enough. I must go. So they were calling in those type of threats. Now shouldn't this person, you know, if this had been an Iranian in Iran, if this had been an Iraqi in Iraq, if this had been a Syrian in Syria, well, the United States government would be calling for their extradition. They need to come to America and face the hate crime charges. Well, they need however many times they've done it, 100 times, that would be 100 hate crime charges. I think it's over 100, but whatever. And so, based on what the Mr. Torres got in Georgia, 15 years, this would be like, 1,500 years they would need to do? 1,500 years in jail for these hate crimes? But where will this story go from here? Let me prognosticate some futures for you people. You won't hear jack about this. This story will fall just like in George Orwell's 1984, right out the memory hole. I'll be surprised if these two do 6 months of community service or anything. They'll probably get therapy. I would like to hand it to NewObserverOnline.com for actually doing something that's rare to see anymore, especially in American media. Actually do some journalism and cover the case. They did a better job covering this case than anyone else that I've seen. They did an excellent job. So there is a real update to that story, and I would ask everyone, you know, you may want to share that story and spread that around a little bit. Now, one of the things in the mainstream media that you may have saw this past week was where Israel was striking, was bombing into Syria, and Syria had claimed they had shot down an Israeli drone or jet, I can't remember, But anyway, Israel had responded by saying that they would take down the entire Syrian Air Force if anyone shot at them while they're in Syria bombing them for absolutely no reason without any justification whatsoever. I mean, it's obvious to anyone now, right? Israel's goal is just to completely continue to undermine its neighbors and advance its borders. There's no peace with Israel, ever, with anyone. Well, the interesting part to this story, and everyone bear with me, I'm about to lose my voice, but Putin called for the Israeli ambassador. U.S. News and World Report reported the Russian government summoned the Israeli ambassador to explain his country's air raids in Syria. The Guardian has learned the summons of Gary Corin was made on Friday and has been confirmed by the Russian's foreign ministry. Tel Aviv's man in Moscow was asked to defend a recent firefight between Syrian government forces and Israeli jets. Mikhail Bogdanov, the Russian deputy foreign minister, said his government had expressed concern. On Sunday, however, Israel's second-ranking official threatened to wipe out the air force of Assad, Moscow's ally. Now, this was, Sunday of last week. The next time the Syrians use their air defense system against our airplanes, we will destroy all of them without thinking twice, Avigdor Lieberman, the defense minister, told public radio. Now, Bashar al-Jafari, the Syrian ambassador to the United Nations, insisted on Sunday that the military response was appropriate and in line with Israel's terrorist operations. Yeah, right. The ambassador said the Kremlin's meeting with Israel was a stern reprisal. Now, get this. He said that Putin had communicated, as far as Israeli involvement in Syria is concerned, that the game is over. Now, that's in quotations. This is what Putin has said this past Sunday. According to U.S. News and World Report, according to The Guardian, he told the Israeli ambassador, the game is over. Now, I watch the world news on NBC every night this week, I believe. They never covered any of this. None. They were too busy spending, 10 to 15 minutes of their 30-minute broadcast demonizing and crucifying Donald Trump. Putin sent a clear message, Jafari said on Syrian television. The fact is that the Israeli ambassador for Russia was summoned for a conversation only a day after he submitted his credentials to the Russian Foreign Ministry last Thursday and was told categorically that this game is over. The only reason Jews push is because people have always been afraid of pushing back. Trump doesn't take bribes from Jews, so he's much less likely to start a war over someone telling a Jew to stop misbehaving. Syria defending itself from Israeli incursions is a promising development, and Russia's reprimand will likely moderate Israeli's hubris. Now, if you've been following this story since then, Netanyahu came out in a press release and said that they would strike anywhere in Syria that they so deemed beneficial or appropriate any time, whether Russia liked it or whether they didn't. And I'm summarizing, but that is pretty much what Netanyahu response was. So here we've got a sovereign country, Syria, who has been obviously, the recipient of many of an injustice from not only the United States of America, but of course Israel as well, as now we can all see clearly the entire Middle East has been destabilized by the warmongering United States of America. at the behest of its commander, Israel. I mean, it's just, it's so sad to look at what we've done and all the people we've killed and the mess that we've made. But maybe the scariest thing happening right now, or one of the scariest things, is wouldn't you think if you were Putin that at some point you would make up your mind and say, you know what, we're going to have to fight. We're going to have to fight Israel sooner or later anyway. They're not going to stop. So why not just go ahead and make it now? I mean, I really think, you know, probably the scariest thing we're facing, or for sure one of them, during Donald Trump's presidency, well, there's a couple of things, but one of them is war in the Middle East. Israel continuing the destabilization of its neighbors, and Russia having had enough, especially with regards with Syria. So we'll just have to see. The other thing is the Federal Reserve upping interest rates to slow down the housing market and other things affecting the economy. And how about this? During the Obama administration, the Republicans voted well over 50 times to repeal Obamacare. Oh, they couldn't, symbolically, they couldn't vote enough how they just wanted to do something. Then when they get completely in power, like I've said so many different times, the Republicans, when they get in power, haven't got sense enough to use it. They can't repeal Obamacare. Now, before anyone says anything, I know some are saying that it was a terrible bill. It's going to be a terrible bill no matter what. I hadn't seen a good bill in so long, I couldn't tell you when it was. It's not going to be a good bill, most likely. But it's the fact that the Republicans are so impotent. They're such a bunch of cucks. They'd rather fight with Trump and look like a bunch of cowardly little lapdog pussycats than to actually stand up and come together and do something. Trump is going to fight and be in a struggle with this cucked out Republican Party the entire way. It's sad, and I hope that Donald Trump decides, hey, you know what, I've got to take on the establishment, the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, the media. I've got to take them on full. Who have I got on my side? You've got the deplorables. You got me. You've got the American people behind you. The media is a monopoly. It needs to be completely broken. It needs to be treated as a monopoly. The Republican Party is sold out to Israeli interests. They don't care about the American people. They're a disgrace and a shame and a sham. And of course, the Democrats is the party of blacks and homosexuals and degenerates and Jews. So, you know, that's how it breaks down. Sad but true, but that just happens to be the way it is. You know, so the sooner that we all come to grips with that, probably the better. But to see Donald, I mean, I bet even Donald Trump probably didn't think that it would be this difficult to try to do anything. And just wait, they're going to fight. They're going to fight building a border wall tooth and nail. All right, coming up on a break. Back in moments.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Studio, the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. When the day comes, for the love of God, I hope someday it will, when I don't have to do this story right here anymore, because the scum and trash has all been executed for their crimes against humanity, I hope that I get to live to celebrate that day. A 90-year-old woman raped by a 19-year-old migrant on the way home from church in Germany. The old woman had just lit a candle for her family in the church as she was attacked completely without warning that Sunday morning by a young man who dragged her into a narrow house doorway. He choked the woman and threatened her, quiet or dead. A torment began for the old woman. When the rapist left off the woman, her body was covered with bruises and abrasions. She had abdominal injuries. Her tormentor had rummaged through her handbag, wrote down her address from her ID documents, and took her house keys with him. In the dock, Sohail M. describes his life marked by crime. Born in Morocco, he grew up in Spain, left school when he was 15, was a member of the famous Latin Kings, an international drug dealing gang to which a series of murders have been attributed. He is a kickboxer, often involved in fights. He steals. He's been involved in drug offenses. The judges in Spain sent him to a psychologist, imposed community service. He was arrested several times. He came to Germany in 2016 because he faced prison time in Spain. He said the judge wanted to know whether there were any indications of sex and violence in his previous life. The accused denied it, but the judge was interested in one of his previous crimes, read from the verdict of a Spanish court. In that story, he had attempted rape before. The story does not go on to tell what his sentence was. I think that he's yet to be sentenced for this crime. So, Angela Merkel, you piece of scum and trash that deserves to be executed immediately. And I can't believe that you travel the world and this doesn't happen to you, but whatever. I'm not advocating violence, at least not much. But anyway, 90-year-old, this diversity, this multiculturalism that the Jews have brainwashed white civilization in these European countries into accepting is unfreaking believable. And then you're sitting back and you're seeing the results of it. What we saw this past week in London, where they're running them over and jumping out and stabbing them. How great is this multiculturalism? Are you enjoying your enrichment, London? How long do the white people in those nations rise up? I don't care if they've got to sharpen their pitchforks. I don't care if they've got to burn down the cities till they take back their country from the sniveling, disgusting, wretched filth that is destroying the native populations of the European communities in not only Germany, but France and Great Britain. When is the people going to, and it's not going to come through the ballot box most likely. We're going to see civil war in Europe to rid ourselves of the Jewish nightmare of multiculturalism. And you better rest assured, if we had gotten Hillary the Shill, she had that same destiny in mind for America. And the Republicrats in the Congress and the Senate and the sold-out, sell-out Democrats are still working. The John McCains, the Lindsey Scumgram are still working for this same cause. And that's why they're trying to undermine Donald Trump at every turn. I'm not saying Donald Trump's the savior, but at least when he's trying to do some good things, you can see that the Republican Party, his own party, is working feverishly to keep the status quo, to keep this same narrative, to keep this, you've got to love your enslavement. You've got to love your being overrun by this multiculturalism happening so that we can see the destruction of the white race. All right. Coming up on a break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio, running down the news this hour. And one of the things I wanted to get in case you haven't seen it, of course, mainstream media not covering this story at all either, just like the information I just shared about the two Jews that committed this great big hoax of phone calls, these prank phone calls. I guess you wouldn't say it's a hoax, but it's just amazing when you start covering the actual news, how much the mainstream media leaves off. And this is coming from DailyStormer.com. It's not a mystery that Trump wants to ally with Russia and wants to defund NATO. He campaigned on this, and this was one of the main reasons intelligent, educated people supported his presidency. Right now, NATO is making some big moves to escalate the manufactured conflict between the West and Russia. What this looks like is that NATO is considering provoking Russia while Trump is in the midst of the fake news scandals about Russia. Now, listen to this. RT.com reported this. Scores of tanks, self-propelled artillery guns, and other military hardware have started to arrive in Estonia from the UK and Germany and what the UK defense minister has called the largest deployment in Eastern Europe since the Cold War. Did you hear that? The first of hundreds of UK military vehicles have arrived in Estonia on Wednesday. And I'm talking about this past Wednesday. Delivered by a ferry from ports in Britain and Germany, the UK Ministry of Defense reported the heavy military equipment, Challenger 2 tanks, Terrier, Titan, and Trojan armored battlefield engineer vehicles, as well as Warrior infantry fighting vehicles, will be moved from an Estonian port to a military base in Tapa, the ministry statement said. Now, Britain and Germany are massing troops and heavy weapons on the Russian border. The delivery is aimed to support a British battle group in the Eastern European country, it added, emphasizing that it's one of the largest ever NATO deployments to the region. Do you think all of this is just by happenstance with regards to what I've already reported earlier with Israel? This is the start of one of the biggest deployments in Eastern Europe since the Cold War, UK Defense Secretary Michael Fallon has said, adding that by the end of April, there will be 800 British troops armored with tanks in Estonia close to the Russian border. NATO has justified the arrival of the vehicles, which follow a deployment of over 100 British military personnel to Estonia, by boosting security in the region against hypothetical Russian aggression. American, French, and German troops have already arrived in Estonia within NATO's international battalions, Interfax reported, citing the local Postimees newspaper. By the end of the month, some 1,650 international troops are expected to be present at the Tapa and military bases, with the latter to host NATO's air forces from Germany. The buildup is part of a large NATO mission to deploy four multinational battalions in the Baltics. Agreed by the military alliance last year, Moscow has repeatedly criticized the move, saying NATO's eastward expansion on the Russian border with an expected 4,000 troops plus tanks, armored vehicles, air support, and high-tech intelligence centers in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland will only undermine the security balance on the continent. Now, the Daily Stormer is reporting that Trump's hands are tied to stop this because they're saying he's a Russian shill. In this context, the fake news narrative makes even more sense. If they can't impeach him, they can keep him from working with Russia by claiming he's a Kremlin stooge as they escalate these tensions. It's like a woman accusing you of being a homosexual because you spend more time with your friends than with her. In reality, you just prefer male company because it's more enjoyable, but the lie undermines your true motives, and the more you protest, the more guilty you look. So, this article, which is really a good article, goes into what Russia looked like in 1980 and how things have changed. It's really interesting to see that all of this is happening without any press. If you go to Drudge Report, if you go to CNN, if you go to Fox News, none of this is being reported as to what's really happening in the region. So, you know, you could easily make the argument that we are much closer to the possibility of global conflicts that could emerge overnight because of Israel's relentless involvement in bombing Middle East countries because it wants to destroy all of its neighbors. And the poking and prodding that we continue to do to Russia. I will say it again. I believe that Putin understands that at some point he's going to have to take the Jews on, and that he's not going to play this little game of them being in charge and running roughshod and doing whatever they want to forever. So that article is in the RSS. Well, that's the Daily Stormer. I don't think I've had time to post that one. But anyway, you can go to dailystormer.com. I urge that you do. What a heck of a job he's doing reporting the news. Now, you know, a lot of times we talk about how the Jews control the media and the Jews own the media, but yet they consider that a conspiracy theory. That's one of the conspiracy theories they always point to, is that people say that the Jews control the media, or that there's a worldwide Jewish conspiracy. I've got a short clip I want to play. This is Alan Dershowitz, the famous Jewish lawyer in Israel, telling fellow Jews what they should think and do with regards to their tremendous power. So you don't have to believe me. You don't have to believe David Duke. You don't have to believe others. Let's listen to what the Jews actually say. Let's play that clip, Ken, if we can.
People say Jews are too powerful. We're too strong. We're too rich. We control the media. We have too much this. We have too much that. And we often apologetically deny our strength and our power. Don't do that. Don't do that. We have earned the right to influence public debate. We have earned the right to be heard. We have contributed disproportionately to the success of this country. Never, ever apologize for using our strength and our influence in the interest of peace. And if you need a biblical source for it, just remember the psalmist who said, Hashem oz li'amo yitein. God will give the Jewish people strength, oz. And then, only then, Hashem yivarech et amo b'shalom, only then will God give the Jewish people peace. Peace will come for the Jewish people and the Jewish nation only through strength. Never apologize for using your strength for peace. Thank you. I look forward to a couple of questions.
Have you ever heard a bigger piece of doublespeak than that? You know, mainstream media would never play that in America. You know, they don't want anyone to know that the Jews own and control and dominate the media. But only peace will come through their strength. Yeah, because in his worldview, they have to conquer the entire world, genocide the white race, destroy everything that's good and has value, and replace it with the Jewish culture. Isn't that amazing? I mean, that is some of the things that you never, ever, ever, ever get to hear. You know, I've got several different news stories here, and I've only got about 15 minutes. I am going to open up the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in before the end of the hour. Next hour, Elena Hagen, a case study of the Jewish privilege that's destroying America, Dr. Patrick Slattery, third hour. Also, Mark and Philly had sent me a video. It's posted on thealternativemedia.com. Urge everyone to go there. I watched the video. It's actually a radio host, I think Mr. Tolley. Don't hold me to that. It's been a little bit of a rough week. But it's really worth a look. If you want to see how these immigrants are being brought in diseased with contagious, terrible diseases in the middle of the night, and then forwarded to these various areas, all the while the money greasing the wheel. This video goes into depth, and I urge everyone to watch it. It is on thealternativemedia.com. It is the top video, and this lady was working all through the system. And she, not only are they coming here, they're getting Social Security numbers, they're getting passports. Not only that, but they are promoting the ability to help them get long-term disability. So you come here as a immigrant to the United States, you get health care, you get welfare, you get housing, and you get a passport, you get a Social Security number, and if, by golly, if they can, they'll get you permanent disability. The golden parachute, the free ride the whole way on the taxpayer's dime, while Whitey is out here working a regular job, trying to get overtime, trying to keep their house, trying to feed their kids, trying to have a family, all the while the federal government of the United States squandering the money to fund our own demise with these immigrants from Syria and Nigeria, all these people that have every reason in the world to hate us to start with because we come over and bomb their countries and kill their cousins, and then we bring them here, fully fund them so that they can continue the destruction of our country and our values and our people, the white race. Unbelievable that we sit back and we fund our own destruction. And most people are completely oblivious and unaware of what's even going on. This story right here, coming in from the Daily Stormer, Eric Stryker, a Jordanian, now listen to this, a Jordanian UN diplomat who oversaw a committee on race relations in Israel found that it practiced apartheid against native Palestinians. She's now being forced to resign. You can't say something, you can't speak the truth. Enlightenment figures in France and Britain believe that the reason Jews had lived in Europe so long without integration was lack of the franchise and citizenry. 200 years later, we know that holding Jews up to the same standard as everyone else is like holding garlic to a vampire, and the second you pull those cloves back, they come at you with the fury of 10,000 hells. Yes, it's a double standard, but what do you expect from history's double dealers? To that, the Jews respond, what are you going to do about it? Now, the main breadth of the story is coming from The Hill. A United Nations diplomat stepped down Friday after refusing to withdraw a report accusing Israel of practicing apartheid against Palestinians. Now, you didn't see this on the world news, now, did you? Jordanian diplomat Rima Khalaf, who headed the UN's Economic and Social Commission for Western Asia, said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged her to retract her commission's report after it sparked outrage in Israel and the U.S., according to the New York Times. But Khalaf stood by the report despite the pressure. The United Nations is known for being liberal. It's a bastion of globalization that pushes every Jewish agenda possible, albeit not as effectively as private plutocrats do. With that said, the United Nations must maintain its fraudulent image of being a world forum for grievances, or else everyone will just pull out and it loses its moral authority. Israel, which is a rogue state that flaunts international law all the time, is obviously one of the most common complaints. Symbolic resolutions are passed, but unlike attacks on Iran, Serbia, or Russia, there aren't any meaningful consequences or attempts to bring any Jewish war criminals to justice. As for the apartheid resolution, how could supporters of Israel even deny that? What do you call a nation that segregates schools by race? practices racial eugenics against Ethiopian Jews, who they use for manual labor and cannon fodder, and is the only nation I know of that has miscegenation laws, even backing vigilantes on the street that go out and enforce them. Did you know that? Gee, that sounds like a lot like the way Steven Spielberg presents the Nazis and Southerners. The German and redneck villains in Hollywood films are not based on any real historic precedents. It's nothing but Jews protecting what they do when they are physically outnumbered by Gentiles. All right, we're coming up on the last break this hour. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
But my heart's of gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just when things went right, it doesn't mean they were always wrong. Just take this song and you'll never be left all alone. Take me to your heart, fill me in your bones.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media. Barron in the studio. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I had so much news I wanted to run down. Not going to get to it all. Patrick's going to be covering the third hour, so definitely stay tuned to that. It's been a struggle for me to get through these 2 hours, to be honest. I mean, I've got this cough and getting over this this little sickness I've had the displeasure of enjoying. But anyway, I wanted to say again thanks to Travis for joining me first hour. We're going to be updating that. If you need any contact information for him, just send it to me. I'll be happy to respond, get you in touch with him. Let's support Travis Goley and the work that he's doing. And again, the website there, communityfirstoutreach.com. NewObserverOnline.com, non-white politicians seek to punish Trump wall builders. Three non-white politicians in California, a Chinaman and two Hispanics, have put forward a bill in that state's assembly calling for official state disinvestment in any companies that sign up to build President Donald Trump's border wall. I mean, you know, the good thing that Donald Trump's doing is he's separating us. We're knowing who our enemy is now. They're having to come right out in the open and say, hey, I'm for destroying the country. I'm for open borders and demographically genociding the white race. At least we're getting our enemy flushed out so that we can see them. According to reports, the three California Democrats have a warning for contractors who sign up for President Donald Trump's border wall construction project between the U.S. and Mexico. Build it, and we will divest from your company. This is a wall of shame, and we don't want any part of it. Chinese origin assemblyman Phil Ting said in a statement, the announcement of the proposal came on Monday, 3 days after the U.S. Customs and Border Protection requested proposals for border wall prototypes. So isn't that interesting? Assembly Bill 946, if you would like to look it up, would require the California Public Employee Retirement System and the California State Teachers Retirement System, the two largest public pension funds in the nation with investment of $312 billion and $202 billion, to liquidate investments in any company involved with the wall's construction within a year. It would also require the pension fund management to report a list of those companies to the legislature. So how about that? I thought that was interesting. Also, I had some information about the events that took place in London this past week, but that's probably been covered by other hosts really, really well. So we're almost out of time for this hour. Again, I wanted to remind everyone, communityfirstoutreach.com. The phone number was 478-268-0174, 478-268-0174. If you'd like to get in touch with Travis Goley, communityfirstoutreach.com. You know, we've waited a long time to have an opportunity like this, to have a charity that's actually doing the work. You know, get involved and help him if you can. We're out of time for this hour. Next hour, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Stay tuned, and everyone have a great weekend.
That line scale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate line scale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.